All right, Rabbi Sides. We call it Rochak Metchilas Hazman. I guess we're holding at the end of Tinin Malchus Adina. The sugi is a bit, the sides of the sugi is a bit confusing, considering there are many different shitas, Rishonim, and in each Rishon there are many different pshatim, and each Rishon could have steers from one place to another. And I think that the chalapach is we should try to be mesada the shitas. Maybe some stuff I'll say won't be chedushim, maybe some stuff will be chedushim. You probably learned the Rishonim differently than I did. But I try to be mesada something also that we should walk away from this sugya with knowing what are the shitas that we're supposed to be following and what they really hold. Fundamentally, this sugya really starts in Gittin, Yerom Medbei, Zayilam Suat. It's Ishtar Shailim Barakayis. So Gemara says, what's going to be if you need a kinyan, a shtar mecha, a shtar matana, what's going to be by shtar matana? So Gemara says, Amishmul dina de machus adina, viba yseima tani chutz mikagite noshim. Either it's taka dina de machus adina, or it's chutz mikagite noshim that enachanami, that shtar is that if the shtar has to affect the kinyan, enachanami will not work. Just like gite noshim don't work, those shtars won't work as well. It's two pshatim in the Gemara. What to do. So Agav, when the Gemara says Dina Malchus Adina, the first part of the Gemara, Shmuel, Dina Malchus Adina, what did that mean? From some Rishonim is Mashma, Kepshuta, I'm sure the Olam learned like this, Kepshuta, it's Mashma, that Hayoyz Dina Malchus Adina said that their shtar should work. So Mameila, their shtar shafts the Kinyan, because that's the Dina Malchus Adina. That's what's Mashma and the Rashba, there are 12 others. However, you could also touch up the Gemara a bit differently, and that is that the Dina Malchus Adina says that their Eidim are kasha, that Eidus, Eidim Shalakim should be Ne'amonim, and their Shtaris should be Kayomim, their Eidus should work. Memeila now have kosher Eidim, now the reason why the Shtar is Koina is Shtar is Koina even Bidina Yisrael, the Shtar is Koina. It's a regular Shtar Yisrael. Their Dina Malchus Adina makes that their Eidus is a good Eidus, and I have a kosher shtar. Now the Kinyan work out a kosher shtar. And I say it's Mashma from the Taisis Rid over there. Right? Taisis Rid, Maskin. You, sorry? Right, it's a Taisis Rid. It's Mashma, it's Sutifim Shah. It means Kum Tais. There could be Nafkaminas, but one simple Nafkamina, what happens if, and this happens in Dinei Torah often, people try to invoke Dina Malchus Adina in certain Kinyonim, and it comes out that the Shtar has a technical problem why, according to Chukah Yisayim, it wouldn't work anyway. For some other reason. Because, I don't know, whatever the reason is, I'd rather not go into it. So if you learn that Dina Malchus Adina says that Shtar works, but that same Malchus would say that this particular Shtar won't work because it has some technical problem with it. But if you learn like the Tezerid, we could separate it. The Dina Malchus Adina says their Eidim would work, and now the Eidim work as long as the Shtar is kosher Kedina Israel, and the Memel it's going to work. All right. Agav, the Eilam Su, I'm sure, Rabbeinu Yehuda Baba Bas, and then Heyomar Aleph has a Shita Mechudeshes, that Yo, Dina Malchus Adina is only Afka, doesn't transfer to the other person. And the Mela, all the Gemara means Shmuel, Dina Malchus Adina is that the Meichel loses the item, loses the property, but you know why the Yisrael, the other person was kainit? That's because Itaka did a proper kinyan, he did chazak or satumta, some other kinyan he had to do in order to be kainit. All the Gemara means Dina Malchus Adina is that the Meichel cannot back out and he loses it. Right, Shita Mechudesh, it's not for now. Fine, anyways, that's the first Shita. The Gemara says Dina Malchus Adina. Comes along the Bilei Seima and says, no, Itaka doesn't work, chutz mikigite noshim. $1 million question is, what do you mean? What happened to Dina Malchus Adina? No one argues on the concept of Dina Malchus Adina. So what happened? Why is this Ibai Seima not going with Dina Malchus Adina? And Kinir, there are three shitas in the Rishonim why the Ibai Seima is arguing. And it's also Kinir from Rav Rishonim, Ruba de Rishonim, that the Ika, whatever Pshat Nisbai Seima is, but the Ika Lahalach is like the Ibai Seima. And so therefore it's very important to understand what this Ibai Seima is talking about. First pshat is Ramban, many others, and getting over there, and they say that Taka is no Machlokes, but Yisoi, there's no Machlokes. It's just some Shaila Metzias. First shot held was dinu machus edina, because there's a woman at the Malka that wanted these shtaris to work. And came along the boy Emo, that even if there's no woman at the Malka, if there's no din in the Malchusa, the Melech doesn't care about their shtaris to work, and the Chanami, then we'll have to learn, is chutz miki gitei noshem. But besides, if there would have been a din in the Malchusa and a Chanami, it would have worked, l'kuli alma. As that's, let's call it the Shitas Ramban. There's really no machlekes between the two Shitas. The next Shita, many Rishonim go like this Shita, and that is that we only say Dina Malchus Adina when there's Hanoes HaMelech. The Melech has to have Hano from it, taxes. Melech enjoys taxes. So pads his coffers. So Me'elo, B'chiyai Gavno, there's Dina Malchus Adina. But anything else that the Melech says or enacts, we totally disregard. There's no such thing as Dina Malchus Adina. Dina Malchus Adina is only negay if it's negay to him alone. If it's negay to Lehanos, Leshol Melech, then we say Dina Malchus Adina. And the boy say, Mahoz, that Hayyos over here, Hayyos over here, the Melech is not gaining anything from the fact that you use this shtar ha'ila ba'kais. The Melech is not getting any tevis ha'no, he's not getting any taxes from this. Memela, that's why the boy say, Mahoz, that Dina Malchus Adina will not work. So now we have a chiddush lahalach. I mean, like this shita, now we have a limitation to dina malchus adina. Dina malchus adina is not going to work when it's not lahanos hamelech. And what does Shmuel hold? Shmuel did say dina malchus adina. So, kipshuta, you could say Shmuel argued with Zaguf and Shmuel holds that there is dina malchus adina even if it's not lahanos hamelech. He held it was a broad concept. Mashen can the Yibayseim and the Ik is like the Yibayseim holds no, that it's limited only to Hanois HaMelech. Rather, the Chuvus HaRashma and Chelek Vav and Reish Nun Dalid, he touches up Shmuel differently, and he says it sounds like that even Shmuel Takas Moida, the Dinu Makus Adina will not work. Oh, but you want to know why Shmuel Zedinu Makus Adina, how does it work? He says it's a concept, a person has a right to be Mishabed Atzma, even Shalei Min Adin. It's not going to really work, but a person has a right to be Mishabed himself and Mimakabal that as if it's the din. So Mameli says that Hayoyz, they went ahead and they created Ashtar Ba'ila Ba'koyish Shalahem. So by doing that, he is being Makabal Al Atzma, Mishabdai, V'daitai, to be Makabal Da'koyish V'dinam, Lelech B'dinah Amalkus. V'yachal l'shabed atzmai v'litim m'shaloi shaloi min adin. B'kitza, you have to know how that works. Hundreds, you have to know. Normally, like Masan Shem Echinim Lias Kashayel, all these things is Hano. And by Grama, there's such a concept. But here, if you need a kinyan to enact, and there was no Hano to begin with, so what starts the whole process? It's not sound like that. It's going with Sittumta.
But it doesn't say.
He's not saying Sittumta.
It doesn't say anything about
me.
It just says that
I'll dinimal. What's that? I say I'm giving you matana. What hano do I have?
We're both.
I mean, if you are Adam Choshev, I have a num. Same with
both. Agreeing that
this
should take place.
We can't be making.
Where do you have that? I don't know.
Like me, I'm here.
Like tomorrow,
I can't keep my
phone. Right.
Because
they always know the reason. Okay. Zay Vait. All right. No.
We don't care.
Disregard the Melech. Because the Adina Malchus Adina was only said when he has Hano. Anything past Hano, we don't say. We're going to get to Rabbi Yonah soon. But the Val, that's what these Rishonim are saying. Sorry?
The real use of that
the what? Maybe over there we're both gaining. I'm getting a service, you're getting money. But here by Matana, the Mekama Matana is gaining. But what's the nice Matana getting?
Is that all stars work?
Or just... that's when you pay me back, I'll get it.
That's all the stars work, or only Shtam Matana?
Shtam Matana, other thing could be with
Kate.
No, we're talking about when the Gemara Shtam Matana is saying the Wapshat and Shmuel Dinah Malchus Adina, it didn't mean that there's Taka Dinah Malchus Adina.
It's all Dinah Malchus Adina, meaning.
It only meant that you're being Makabel the din of the Malchus. So Gemara is a Shtikal Avdavka. It doesn't mean really Dinah Malchus. You're being Makabel his din.
Shtam Mecha also?
Gemara is talking about Shtam Matana.
No, but it's in the Mishnah.
It's talking about. So Gemara said, Bishlam Mishnah Mecha, we have no problem because he paid money. We know that. But Shtam Matana, what do you do with Chatzim Ba'alma? Them zakti gemara dina b'kos edina that you were being mekabel his din. Enochem doesn't mean dina b'kos edina, just like a shikar delishna. It really doesn't mean the concept dina b'kos edina kol ha'terikula. It just means being mekabel the din of the malchus. All right. The Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rashbam, Baba Basron, Nunhei Yomid Aleph, they ask a kash on this Shitas Rishonim. If the Shitas Rishonim hold that there's only Din Malchus Adina limited to Anos HaMelech, Fusha Gemara Faked. The Gemara says, Arisusa de Prasoi is Memshnin. The Melech doesn't gain anything from that. There's no Hanos HaMelech, there's no taxes involved. And nevertheless, the Gemara says, there's Dina no Malchus Adina. And the Maya, the Gemara Mufreshes that there's Dina Malchus Adina even when it's not taxes, when it's not Lanosai. And I guess they didn't want to say, oh, that Gemara is going like Shmuel, because Eik is like the V-Boy Zeymu, or like I just said, that the Rashba even held that Shmuel is Moida in that sheet, that it would only be Anos HaMelech. Bekitzah, so therefore they fall away from this pshat, that you can't say it's Dafka by taxes. Now it's Masha from these Rishonim, Abizai now, Dinah Mokhuzidin goes back to the drawing board, it's across the board, it's Nageh to everything, even if it's not Anos HaMelech, there's always going to be Dinah Mokhuzidin. A third pshat in the Vibay Seima. That third pshat is Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah within Baba Basra says, I say Gadol. And that is, that we do not say, Dinan Machus Adino, when the Melech doesn't care. The Melech enacted Dinan Machus Adino, La'arkayis Shalai. He wanted the court system to follow certain rules of his. Somehow he even said, Umasai, he understands that there's a difference between the Yiddish nation and Goyish nation. He understands that Chashivis, Hahevdol, that there is, that the Yidden maybe don't understand, but he understood, and it's a Shekhomana, but he understood that he wanted Dafkulu Umasai, and not for the Yidden, unless the Yidden, of course, go to Arkoyis. Then Avad, he wants the court system to follow his Chayk, his mishpat. But beside, the Melech doesn't care if the Yidden create their own laws and their own Besdin system and they could do whatever they like. That doesn't bother them at all. That's fine. As I tied it, the Rabbeinu Yonah. Mameli says, Pshat is in the Gemara, that the reason why the Yibayisema didn't hold the Dinu Malchus Adino is because the Melech doesn't really care if you're going to honor the Shtar, if you won't honor the Shtar. If it comes to his court, oh boy, then he's Makbet. But if it doesn't go to his court, you want to go to your Bezdin, Gezintai, do what you want, you want to throw the Shtar up, throw the Shtar out, it's also good, not a problem. He's happy with it. Mameli, that's Pshat in the Yibayisema. Rabbeinu Yonah Teich Dvarav over there in the Zichtag Nakud is Moisif. That's only min hastam by normal things. But if something is lahana osoi, like taxes, something that he does derive a direct pleasure from, then enachanami min hastam he is makbid, and it's automatically even for Yisraelim as well. It's just things that are not lahanosai, things that are not directly negate him, he doesn't mind if the Yidden feels the way they want, min hastam, they could do whatever they want, and it doesn't bother them, he's not makbid. Because Dina Malchus Adina, an ingredient to Dina Malchus Adina is only if he's makbid on the halacha as well.
And what happens if a Yidden went to his
Arkoyis? Once a Yidden went to Arkoyis, La'ani is daiti of a poshet, that Avad it's chal, the Melech is makbid, Azayz Mavu and Rabbeinu Yoino, says like the Chazanish as well, but it's, I think it's a Dava poshet, so Mavu like that and Rabbeinu Yoino. Sorry?
When they are
probably. Probably.
For those people.
Sorry? Correct. That's why the Yibayisema holds it does not work, because the Melech does not care.
What happens?
At that point, then it kicks in that what they did 10 weeks ago, the Melech wants to be Kayim. And he's Makbid, I'm afraid maybe once it goes, but then from the court case and on, he wants that Kinyan to work and he is Makbid. That's the Shita Siboy Zema. Kinyan.
So that you
can only
have
a karka if you have the igrisa. So Rabbeinu Yonah himself says
that doesn't mean the special shtar from the melech.
The melech gets
the
tax. It means that the melech wants that you should just have a shtar. Good. Why is that to El Samalach? Good. And you want to know why it's a lanosai? So let's say he doesn't have lanosai, but maybe he's makbid.
So what's the one?
So we need you all the one.
No, Rabbeinu Yonah says that a melech has a right to be makbid. He's just saying Menasham is not makbid. What happens if B'chai Gavna, we know that he is makbid, and then Nachnami, B'dinu Makozedina. The melech is makbid, B'dinu Makozedina, on anything that when you go to court and your animal shtaises, you're going to be pata, or when your kid breaks something, you're going to be chayiv. Then in Nachnami, if the melech is makbid, the melech is makbid. So maybe we knew that the melech is makbid. You'll see later on, Yashem will be a the better teretz. Okay. Oh, no, I didn't see that. I didn't see it. But it could be what we're going to say later on. It will answer. Oh, so I'm going to get to that. I didn't see Rabbeinu Yonah, but my Shem was what I'm going to say. Okay, fine. So what does Shmuel hold like this Shita? What does Shmuel hold like this Shita? So again, you can say either Shmuel Hakiz and this is a broad thing, or again, you can go with the Rashba's type of thing. It's Takatim Malchus, the Dina doesn't mean anything, just means it means Makabal, the Dina and Malchus. Or you could say that Shmuel thought that the Melech is Makbid, that his Shtaris should work. And if the Melech is Makbid, that his Shtaris should work, then it's going to be Chal even on everything. If the Melech is Makbid, the Melech is Makbid, because he has the right to be Makbid. The Ibai Seyma holds Minastam, he's not Makbid, and Shmuel held that he was Makbid. Then in B'chai Gamna, that we're talking about a case that he is Makbid, and when he is Makbid, we will say Dina Malchus Adina. I think it's Masha Shtikl Nechazanish, because Chazanish Teich Dvarov, he's Mis'alim from this whole Ramban, but Teich Dvarov in the Lakutim Tezayin, in the beginning of Tezayin over there, he says, by the way, the Ramban is also made to Rabbeinu Yoinah, that if the Melech is not Makbid, there's no Dina Malchus Adina. Yet the Ramban learned the whole Sugya, that there is Dina Malchus Adina, and there's no Machoikis, V'Ibai Seyma also holds it's Dina Malchus Adina. What do you mean? And the Rabbeinu Yoinah says the Melech is not Makbid, it's like, Shtekel Minei Bey is in the face of the Chazanish, what's going on? And Lamai, Vaisais, he understood, at least in the Ramban.
He's warning that's the side of the Ramban. The whole Ramban made the chuk, and they have a davke chuk, and a chok, and they is an oroch from the Yom Kadmoinim. That's good. He means the Sisoid.
That's very nice. I'm saying the Ramban over here holds that there is Dina Malchus Adina, like Poshitis. And yet the Ramban is moided to Rabbeinu Yoinah, whatever, I have not disagreeing with him over there, I'm just saying, but he holds it, Ramban is made of Rabbeinu Yonah, if the Melech is not Makbid, there's no Dina Malchus Adina inside, but Gemara Mufresh is not like the Chazanish. This Gemara.
You're going to have to say somehow that these...
That the Melech was Makbid.
Right.
Oh, so that's why I'm bringing you a rayak, that the Chazanish must have learned in the Ramban that the Melech is Makbid on these things, and when the Melech is Makbid, Avada, it works across the board. So Mamela, it's not schwer to say, Afilu Lord Rabbeinu Yoinah, who entertained in the Vibay Zema, the Melech was a Makbid, could be that's very nice of Vibay Zema, but in Shmuel, who did say the Malchus Adina, the Melech was Makbid, just like Chazanish learned in the Ramban's both. Shot him in the Gemara that the Melech was Makbid. That's all I'm saying. Sorry? So what? That they are Makbid?
Yeah.
He's saying, okay, the kids are like this. Fine. Okay, so that's the Yisoid. Now we have three sheetahs here. L'chaira, on the face of it, L'chaira, you're going to walk out thinking that Rabbeinu Yoinah is actually a kula. We can invoke this Rabbeinu Yoinah whenever we want. Because Rabbeinu Yoinah holds that if the Melech is not Makbid, also there's no Dina Malchus Adina. Means only Rabbeinu Yoinah never was stuck with Dina Malchus Adina. Comes Rabbeinu Yoinah, basically we throw Dina Malchus Adina for the most part out of the window. So Rabbeinu Yoinah is a Gevaldik kula, more than the Ramban, more than the Rashba, it's a Gevaldik kula. Okay, I would like to also suggests as we go along, we're going to see that there's really a fourth pshat in this Gemara, and it will get much clearer if we get into the sheetahs. So let's take it one at a time. These are Tshuvas HaRashba, Sh'olam Amshuasu, and Chelik Vav, Reishon and Dalet, Vavus, the Tshuvas HaRashba, that they wanted to say that the Din Machus Adina, that a father should be Yairish, his daughter against the husband, means there shouldn't be Yerushas Abal, and he should even get from his anicle against the father being Yerush, the daughter means, instead of the husband being Yerush his wife and the husband being Yerush the child, the Shver should be Yerush both the daughter and the granddaughter. He wanted Dina Malchus Adina, and the Rashba goes to town and blasts such a tzad, and I won't do it justice saying it over, it's kedai to see it inside, it's poetic, l'shaynis, and is how much it bothered him that even entertain such a tzad. Anyone who ever entertains thinking about Dina Makhazedina, it's a good musa just to read over the Rashi before you apply Dina Makhazedina. You'll be put into a nice position to just level-headed what it means chashivas for Torah. All right. Anyway, b'kitzur, the Rashi says at the end, he says a word, why isn't there Dina Makhazedina? He says, because Kinira, there's only Dina Makhazedina when there's Yesh Lamelech Tayalas. And the Melech has no Tayalas with this, that the Shver should inherit, the Zayda should inherit, there's no Tayalas HaMelech, and the Melech, yes, there's no Tayalas HaMelech, there's no Dina Makhazedina. All right. Lemaise is the Rashi would just say some Mishnah, say Lechaira. Because the Rashba in Gittin and Baba Basra, like we were just talking about, Baba Basra brings a raya from Ari Susa, that you see that there's no, the Rashba himself brought this raya. And when you see there's no Hanas HaMelech, nevertheless we say Dina Malchusadina. So what's the Rashba doing in Chubis Punkt Faket, saying that there's only Dina Malchusadina when there's Yech Litmelech HaMelech? And the Mice says, Lahaloch the Ramon Sif Ches Paskins, Tatakad is Dina Makhazedina, even when there's no Telas HaMelech, right? He brings down such a sheet that it's have to be dafka by taxes, and he argues, V'chein Ika, Rabbi said, V'chein Ika, that there is Dina Makhazedina, even when it's not negated to taxes. So the Chari Rashi was saying himself, if you look in the Shach, Bavus the Shach and Simon Ayin Gimel, Sefkot Nametes, the Shach and the Sub Shat in the Rashi was a new vart. We don't say Dina Makhazedina when it's kegged in Torah. Dina Makhazedina is nice to follow, but when it's going against the halach in the Torah, no, then halach is supreme, and then we totally ignore Dina Makhazedina. Also, you see the chashivas that the Shach held for Torah, Gavaldik, Kabbalah, Ma'isigret, you look in the Rashba, Nishkenein Vot, for this whole Vot that the Shach learned in the Rashba. I feel a remez. B'derech Gram to such a pshat, how the Shach touched up the Rashba and the Rashba led. The Rashba didn't say that. The Rashba said other vort. Verdlok, he said that you need Hanos HaMelech, and he said the Chigri Teiresak. That's very nice, but that's the Musa Shmuz Shaboy. But he doesn't say that when it's going against the Torah, that then we won't say Dina Malchazedina. That he didn't say. And Bevost, I believe the Chazanish asked the Kasha that what do you mean? Everything is against the Torah. Torah has a halacha for everything: how to tie your shoes and how to sleep, go to sleep at night, and how to turn over in the middle of the night. There's halach of everything. So everything that Dina Makhazedina is going to do is against the Torah. So when is yet Dina Makhazedina? And Be'ezim the Mufush, the Miri already said, not like the Shach, Mir Baba Kamikuf Yigimam Be'ez says, Lehedya, that is Dina Makhazedina, even if it's against Dina Shalanu. So you already have Rishonim, not like the Shach, Mufush. So to say the Shach's Prat and the Rashba is a bit extreme. Lechayra. If you look through the Rashbas, you look through collective, his Chuvis, who mentions Dina Makhazedina, you'll see that the Rashba has a different gang. If Lamosha, the Rashba in Chelek Gimel Koftes says a word that we only say Dina Makhazedina when it's Mimishpatei HaMalucha. It doesn't limit it to Hanois HaMelech, but it has to be things that the Malchus typically do. It has to be Mimishpatei HaMalucha, things that are done, Leyishav HaMedina, things that are typically found in the Malchus, but not what's done in the Akois. Akois, judgments and decisions, totally regardless, we could just throw them out. We don't care about the decisions, we don't care about their Havana, what's right and fair and equitable. It's totally, they're off the mark. The Rebbein Shalom knows what's fair and equitable. But you want to know what they do as Mimishpatei HaMalucha. Mimishpatei HaMalucha, that we do say Dina Makhazedina. Sorry? My knee is daiti? No. It's a Shita's Yachid without a Makar. What he thought was a Makar, I don't think is a Makar. And it's against Rishonim. Sorry? He asked me. He didn't say what other people, he asked me. I said, Lani's daiti, you can't go like the Shagar. It's against Rishonim. I don't understand. Me, the Rashi, it doesn't say, it's not there. It's not there. The Shach has initially already has problems with it. It's not there.
Have it right in the Rashba, you also hope that you have to just pull that out of the
Rashba. Why don't you just say that? He didn't say that. The Rashba says that he has the cash, and the Rashba goes on, you need Tanoi Samelech.
Every single Rishon who doesn't use it is Klar Namai.
L'chayra. Okay. Now, if you look through the Rashba, you see that he needs that. He draws the line, not by Hanos HaMelech, he draws the line further. He says that the chilek is whether it's Akkayis or it's Mimishpatei HaMalucha. If you look, in the Miuchoses in Chav Beis, he also says something Kain Zed, Rak Dover Shetziva Lahanosai Oyin Letikun HaMedina. Then we say Dina Melchizedek Dina. So now you see that it broadened a bit. Dina Melchizedek Dina, yes, is not just limited to Hanois HaMelech, not just limited to taxes, but it has to be something for the Seyda HaMalchus, Leishav and Tikkun HaMedina, that the Malchus needs to enact, that there should be civilization, that there should be Hanhoga, what you call a Seyda. There has to be something there. Then we'll say Dina Melchizedek Dina. And my Lashon, and it's really the Rashba says it, maybe on a different, slightly different variation, has to be Dina de Malchusa. It can't be Dina de Malka. What the Malka wants, the Paskin, I don't care. What the Malchus needs, if it's a Dina of Malchus, of civilization, of society, that's going to be a Dina de Malchusa. It has to be something which is done, Letaivas HaMedina, which is done, or Lahanar Samalik, which is also fine, but it has to be Letaivas HaMedina. And Grada, La Halacha, that's how we pass. And the Daikin Moshe says it, the Sifkan Gimel, the Ramah says in the Sifir Aleph, that has to be either La Nois HaMelech or La Tikkun HaMedina. So that means, if it's not La Nois HaMelech and not La Tikkun HaMedina, and Echanami, if it's just a psak, Mishpatei HaKois, we throw it out. But if it's done and enacted La Ta'eles HaMedina, La Takanet HaMedina, then it will have Dinam HaKazidina.
It has to be for many people?
Why? Tikkun HaMedina means that for society, the Melech Berev Koch Masei feels, and it's not just him, it's a Malchus, we see other kingdoms do it all, it's normal for kingdoms to enact these type of takanis, that there should be civilization, and therefore... Sorry? Right. If they make a takano, then it's a Tikkun HaMedina. If they just make a psak, then it's not a Tikkun HaMedina. Okay, so let me be Mazza. They hold, someone comes in front and an animal did damage, a cat or whatever, ruined the person's flowers next door, and they want to be mechayev the owner of the cat. No, you can't be mechayev the owner of the cat because it's just a cat, right? Now, in the halacha we hold, no, animals is a shame, it's regular, it's camera, we have to damn that, maybe you are chayev, right? But the judge O'Larry thinks, you can't be responsible for your cat. And that's how he wants the Medina civilization to fear, right? Now, it's very nice, that's how he thinks it's fear, but he doesn't know, he has no clue, he's clueless. The Rebbeinu Shlomo says that, no, you are responsible for a cat. Memela, you are chayef. I don't care what Judge O'Harry Larry did. Right? It doesn't make a difference. So therefore, that, he can think that it's a good thing for the many, or forget. He thinks when a child damages, it's a good thing for society that a parent should be responsible for his child. But the Rebbeinu Shlomo says faket. Rebbeinu Shlomo says it's chavlas and rods. He's pata. The child is pata. So therefore, I don't really care what he says. He could think it's a good idea, but he's coming what's fair and equitable, and he's totally off the mark because Rebbeinu Shlomo knows what's fair and equitable. But what happens if they know that when a cotton does damage, a cotton is really pata? They know that the parent is really pata. But they see that unfortunately it's becoming reckless, society is going out of control, katanim are taking over, and we can't live anymore. And then they decided legislation passes a law, mikan ve'elech, even though a katan really should be pata. But to live in society, the katan has to be chayev. Yes, b'chay gano, there will be dina namachus adina. Because now they're enacting a takana l'te'eles amedina. But because they think it's fair, I don't care what they think is fair, because I know what's fair, what the Rebbeinu Shlomo says. It's fair, it's fair.
It's only takanis.
Sorry? One second.
Well, this would make this tad to be Judge O'Leary. Who would it if the legislature said? But let's say the all the senators get together, they think that Taka Kutin should be chayiv, then they were saying that if the Kutin Tamir should be chayiv, then we won't go with the legislation.
I don't think so. I don't think so, because the legislation goofa. Anytime, but...
There's no leash law in New Jersey. Because they hold that leash laws are
so I really have a lot more to say, but just for kids, and we have to go weiter. Legislation by its very nature is a takana. Because when they got to pass the law, they acknowledged that a second before they passed the law, the person is potter or whatever, is otherwise, and they're enacting something mikan ve'elech to change for society.
Even if it's without their sense of yishur.
That means they understood... But they don't have a sense of yeshiva because the judicial system.
They think they do.
No, legislation and judicial are separate branches.
Right.
So the judicial system is totally on yeshiva and fair and equitable, and they know that it's not working. So it comes along legislation to plug a hole, and now they make something. So when they're making something, it's they're doing a letakaz of medina.
I'm saying, let's say you have legislation.
Okay, now go to Rabbi Shai, come on. Do me a favor. Everything after Shia.
They think they're doing that.
Come, if we have time at the end, I'll take as many questions. But I see 15 minutes left and I have a lot more to say. So, Bekitzo, let's go back to the Rai from Ari Susa. The Rai from Ari Susa is not so sure, because the Rai from Ari Susa is Letakonis in Liyishava Medina. We have to have, otherwise, we're going to have haywire. A person, after 40 years, he's going to lose, well, depending which way to go in the Gemara. But either way, they had to set up some type of a system until when you hold on to the Shtar, until when you don't know the Shtar, when there's Chazakas, something which is that Takonis HaMedina will be Dina Dubalchus HaDina. That's not a Kasha. He understood that that's a Takonis HaMedina. All the Rashi was being a Rai is you, the Rambam, whoever it was, you, all that it's only limited to Anos HaMelech and taxes, that have a Rai from Mari Susa. Not like that. I see over there mentioning had no Anos HaMelech and have a beginner Dina Dubalchus HaDina. But it's not Shrei on this. This is very good because it was done with Takonis HaMedina. And Mamela, you will have Dina Malkus Adina.
Why does he have to say Dina Tarek for the morning gift? No, it's not Mac.
Belt. I'm going to see. All right. So now, going back to the Tshuvas HaRashba, if you look in the Tshuvas HaRashba Chelek Vav, even though the Rashba uses HaLoshin, it was to Elis HaMelech, but he says, Uchu Yaitzei Bazeh, and I believe what he's really trying to insinuate is it means this for society and for civilization. It's a kind of melech and letikin hamedina, medina zay. At least I'm willing to suggest that in the Rashba, and mail all the Rashbish to him. And if you look in the Ramah, the Chayat, that's what the Ramah did. Because Ramah, when he brings down the Tzifir Alf, the Rashba, he says over the Maisa with the Yerusha, quoting the Rashba, and he says, because they only did it when it was done, Latikin Hamedina Oy Lanos HaMelech. So he tied the Rashba up, Lanos HaMelech Oy Latikin HaMedina. Not because of the Shach, because the Kegan Dintaira, but because it has to be Latikin HaMedina Lanos HaMelech. Mashiach ain't this. Which is because the judge felt that a grandfather should inherit or whatever it is, and we throw the judge out with his psak out the window. Because it doesn't make a difference. We care about the Rabbi Nishal Elam's fairness and equity. And the Din Malkus HaDina is only limited to Tikkun HaMedina and Nasamak. So now the Rash Bishtim. But we just created another Shita, a fourth type of a Shita, that there. You don't need Hanos HaMelech, but it has to be L'tikim Medinasai, but L'afuke HaKoyish Olehem, that we ignore. And that's basically how the Ramah paskin throughout the Siman. Let's go back to Gemara and Gittin. The case of Shtar Shoelim B'HaKoyish Olehem, would you say that it's something that is L'tikim HaMedina? Or do you say, no, that's how they feel. They understand that shtar, you have aiding, you have proof, you have witnesses, you have notary, you have one notary, a girl, two girls, it doesn't make it, everything's fine. So there's witnesses. Witnesses how the, that's proof. Proof. The judge is convinced that that's going to be proof. Is the case of Gittin a thing which is a tikkun HaMedina, or is the case of Gittin just something which is done b'chukaseim b'mishpateim, that that's how they feel, so they understand that if you have a shtar with signed witnesses, that's proof, and mamela we go by it. Lani is daiti, the Gemara in Gittin is not l'takonis HaMedina. I have a shtickle of a rai, I have a couple of rais, but one simple rai is, if I'm right in the Rashba, that the Rashba, that same Rashba knew, with the way the Ramah learned the Rashba knew it was talking about l'anos HaMelech oy l'tzakonis medinosai, and the Rashba himself asked, and what's with Shmuel and Gittin? And Rashi said, no, Shmuel Gittin's different because Yidin Malkus HaDina doesn't really mean it. It means he was Mekabel and Meshabed Atzmi to go bust the laws. Vaistois, without that Kabbalah, it wouldn't work. But even the Rashba just said that it works. Works at Takonas Medina. So if I said the Rashba understood that the Gemara in Gittin was not Letakonas Medina, it was Tam Chukaseim of a Mishpateim, and it will work if you mekabel it. But if you not mekabel it, it's not going to work. It means he learned the Gemara in Gittin was a Pashra case of Mishpat. Memela is a Chinu Ladin, another Pshat, a fourth Pshat, the Rashba's Pshat, and which is the Ika Pshat Lahaloka, because that's the Ramaz Psak. In the Gemara and Gittin, the reason why Vibaisema didn't hold the Dinu Malkus HaDina is because Dinu Malkus HaDina is only limited l'takonas medinosai or l'anos HaMelech, and the Gemara and Gittin is neither, not l'anosai and not l'takonas medinosai. Memeila the Vibaisema holds there's no Dinu Malkus HaDina, and even Shmuel who said there was, it doesn't mean it just means that it was makabalit.
Basically,
Sorry?
The Rashbam's position
doesn't
be the
Rashbam's position brings down a bunch of different pshatim. He brings down Ramban, Rabbeinu Yoyin, the Rambam, he brings down a bunch of different pshatim.
And he doesn't bring down his own pshat that he says the truth.
So I don't think it's so schwer because this. Okay, we'll get to it. Well, hold on. Fine. And you're going to see shortly that really the Daki Moshe himself did this, what I just told you in the Gemara. He did it in Rabbeinu Yoyin in the Gemara. All right, so now let's go back. So go back to the Gemara. If the Gemara is talking about a case which is not Letikim Medinosai, and if them Zok to Rabbeinu Yoyin, what's Pshat Nevi Boy Zema, comes along Rabbeinu Yoyin, new Pshat. Because the Melech is not Makbid, Vaistois, had the Melech yeah been Makbid, we would have said Dina Machusa Dina, even though it's not Plahan Nosai and not Litikin Medinosai. Rabbeinu Yoyna holds that it's Arayim of Fureshis. Rabbeinu Yoyna holds that it's Dina Machusa Dina, Bechol in Yonim. Just a catch. A Zaitika catch. Provide the Melech is Makbid. If the Melech is not Makbid, then not. But be Yisoid, Dina Machusa Dina passes across the board. Kumtais is really a Machloikas of Rabbeinu Yoyna in the Rashba. And Rabbeinu Yoyin is l'chumra. The Rashba holds it's only the machus edinu and sanosay the tikkum edinosay. And Rabbeinu Yoyin holds it's even across the board no hanosay, no tikkum edinosay. Even shtoris ha'ilus ba'koyishalem, everything there's always dinu machus edinu. Just as I take a catch, provided the melech is makbid. Just don't forget, Rabbi, so we pass him like the Rashba, and we pass him like the Rashba. But good. But there is such a Rabbeinu Yoyin who goes even further. Ah, you're going to ask a bazoi like Rabbeinu Yoyin. So what happened with Yerusha? Yerusha's Abbas, Yerusha's the Einikol. What's Rabbeinu Yoyin going to do? Chigri Teir Sak, Bomas Teluim, what's going to be? Like Rabbeinu Yoyin, Teir Rabbeinu Yoyin has Lashitosa, he has this pshat, because the Melech doesn't care. If the Melech would care about the Yerusha and the Hanami, we would stalk, close our hands. Yeah, whatever the Melech says is fine. But since the Melech is not Makbid, that's the caveat. He comes out Lashitosa, he has a different way out. His way out is because the Melech doesn't care. And Bemis, the Ramban, who learned the Gemara and Gittin that both pshatim really hold the Nimo Kuzadino, even though it's not Latikam Medina Asai, also hold like Rabbeinu Yoyin that it's across the board. And what is he going to do with Yerusha? The same thing. The Chazanish says the Ramban is minded to Rabbeinu Yoyin that you have this caveat if the Melech doesn't care. And comes out that there's a Pasha Nafkamina, right? Rabbeinu Yoyin is a Chumra. If the Melech would care, then we're going to be in trouble. Like Rabbeinu Yoyin, you're stuck, and like the Rashba, you're not stuck. So what Rabbi Yisai, what you initially think is Rabbeinu Yoyin is Lakula, Lani's Dait is Punk Faget, Rabbeinu Yoyin is the grace of Chumra. Because without Rabbeinu Yoyin, like Mukzek, like Medubshek, I'm happy, just go with the Rashba, and you need Hanos and Melech, Tikkum and Dinos, right? And Rabbeinu Yoyin is sticking me that I got to follow the Melech all the time, if he's Makbid. One thing, but if he's not Makbid, you have a way out. Okay, fine.
What's going to happen if you have
Rabbeinu Yoyin? Well, comes along the.
What's going to happen when you have a student between the two? We can have a Tikkun HaMedina, but there's another, but you can be Masakim in the Torah also. There's two ways to be Masakim in the Torah.
So you want to know if the Rashba will be Moedah to Rabbeinu Yoyin, that even when it's a Tikkun HaMedina, if the Melech is not Makkah, what would be? So Be'etzem, you can learn any way you want in the Rashba, and the Chazanish wants to say that the Rashba is Moedah to Rabbeinu Yoyin, but if you look in the Chuvis, you'll see that the Rashba is not Moedah to Rabbeinu Yoyin. We're going to get to it, if you allow me.
What are Ramban holding in the case of Yerushalayim?
Ramban will hold, like Rabbeinu Yoyin, that since the Melech doesn't care.
Even if the Melech doesn't care, it's totally
since the Melech doesn't care, the Chazanish says in the Ramban that the Ramban is Moedah to Rabbeinu Yoyin. If the Melech doesn't care, then there's no Dina Malchus Adina. Okay, so now let's go to the Daki.
Determine if the Melech cares or not. Every law has.
Rabbeinu Yoyin already told me that something which is Lahanosoi Minastami cares. Something which is just Chukai Sehem, Minastam, the Melech doesn't care.
It's cooler. It means nothing the Melech cares about.
Besides
the taxes.
Kula Amra, maybe he cares about Tikkun Medina. I don't know. I didn't say that yet.
Worse than the
Rashba.
It's not like you can't really
anytime
it
gets
you
to the
equation. You know what? Rabbi, let me get the next step and we'll flesh it out. I think a lot of it will be answered. The Daiki Moshe asks on Rabbeinu Yoyin. Rabbeinu Yoyin holds that Dina Machus Adina is not applicable if the Melech doesn't care. He asks, what do you mean? The Mordechai, Ben Yisrael, Yisrael, what do you mean? The Mordechai said, Becheskes Kalainis, which is Ben Yisrael, Yisrael, and nevertheless, the Mordechai says, there is Dina Machus Adina. The Efsha, hold on to this, the Efsha, that the Rabbeinu Yoyin is Maida, when it's Letikin Medinasai, like the case of Cheskes Kalainis, that we would say Dina Machus Adina. like the Rashba, and he only said his halacha when it was just chukai seim or mishpateim, when it's just done and acted by the court. Because remember, the Gemara in Gittin, and this is Mufush Raina Dakim Moshe, that Rabbeinu Yoini's Gemara in Gittin is only talking about such a case which is chukai seim or mishpateim, and not letikin medinosai. So Mufush Dakim Moshe, that, and Rabbeinu Yoini only bichihai gavna said what he said, that therefore there's no dinam akosidinu because the melech doesn't care. So it's a riot what I'm telling you, that the Gemara in Gittin is only talking about a case which is not even Latikim Medinasai, and he wants to make Shalom Ben the Rishonim, that Rabbeinu Yonah would be moided to the Molokai because he also could go like the Rashba. Now that least vert, he could also go like the Rashba, is Merafsin Igra, because the Rabbeinu Yonah's Bara Melulei, that if the Melech would care, there would be Dinu Malchus Edino across the board. And the Rashba is Pashit not like that. So to say that, not only that, like we started off, what happens if the guy by accident went to court, and the melech and the court already paskin? Then loy Rabbeinu Yoinah, the melech is makbid, even Ben Yisrael Yisrael, and you're stuck, right? And loy the Rashba, I don't really care, because if it's not letikim medinos, and it's not lanos melech, that's no more paskin, it doesn't count. So the Rabbeinu Yoinah can't be saying the Rashba. So what does he mean that Rabbeinu Yoinah would be moided to the Rashba, and he only said his word? So what type of spelt is this? He holds when it's tikkun medinasa, yeah, it would work even if the melech doesn't care, and then, but when it's akoyis, then it's yetol if the melech care. What's going on? So I'd like to suggest a pshat like this: is that Rabbeinu Yoinah already sets up that when something is lanos melech menastam he cares, and something which is chukoseim or mishpateim, the melech doesn't care. You fight it out in court. Fight it out in your court, his court, their court. I don't care. Do whatever you want. The melech doesn't care. What would be something which is letikim medinasei, what in English, mamalashim is called public policy? Does the melech care or not? So, Grada, if it's proof from today, public policy, the melech does care. Something which is against public policy, the melech does care. Something which is letikim medinasei, the melech does care. So Zechino Ladin could be that that's all the Darkei Moshe meant, is that the Rabbeinu Yoinah could be moider to the Mordechai and the Rashba, not Davke Mitamei, but the Halach is the same, that something which is Hanos HaMelech Olatikim Medinosei, we will say Dino Machus Edino across the board. Why? Because Min Astam, we assume that the Melech is Makpid. The Rabbeinu Yoinah was only talking about Chukaseim and Mishpatayim. What does he care? What go? You fight out wherever you want. He doesn't care. Memeilo, there's no Dino Machus Edino. But be aside, the Rabbeinu Yoinah is still a bit more Chomer than Rasha, because in the event that the Melech, in theory, would care about how you fight, in Chukaseim Mishpatayim, then Avada would be Dino Machus Edino. But he holds that when it's Tikkun Medinasa, it means in Halacha, maybe not exactly Mitame, but in Halacha, it's exactly like the Rashba, that Hanos HaMelech or Tikkun Medinasa, there is Dino Machus Edino, and in absence of that, there is no Dino Machus Edino. Agav, the Chazanish, argues with the Daki Moshe, and he holds the Rashba is even moided to Rabbeinu Yoinah, if the Melech doesn't care, and it sounds like even when it's Tikkun Medinasa, there won't be Dino Machus Edino Ben Yisrael Yisrael. But if you look in the Chuvis Rashba Chayla Gimel Koftes and Yichas Kabeis Mufurish, I don't know what the Chazanesh did, Mufurish talking about Ben Yisrael Yisrael, Melech doesn't care, and Avabike in the Rashba invokes the concept of Dino Machus Edino because it was the Tikkun Medinasei. So if I say things were the Tikkun Medinasei, there is Dino Machus Edino like the Rashba, because we don't really care if the Melech cares or not, and like Rabbeinu Yoinah, Min Astam, the Melech does care. But when it's Chukoseim and Mishpateim, then the Melech doesn't care and everything is fine. Come to us, Rabbi, it's just a Sikkim Adava. Like the Rashba and the way we pask in the Ramah, don't forget the Ramah, is that it needs Tikkun Medinasei, Oy Hanos HaMelech, anything less than that, there is no Zecher of Dinu Malchus Edino. And Rabbeinu Yoinah is a Chumrah that is even Dinu Malchus Edino and Rabban as well, across the board, even if it's not the Tikkun Medinasei, in the event you went there or in the event that the Melech is Makbid. Let's talk about practical terms, 2 minutes left. Basically, in America, Pashas, there is Dinu Malchus Edino, even though it's a democracy, that is a melech. It was a Malchus of Shutf, it's called legislation of Senate, Congress, so the three branches, whatever you want to call it. There is a president, there's a Malchus going on here. It's more a big body of Malchus, but there's Dinu Malchus Edino. So now, in applying it la halacha, anything which the judicial branch It's very easy. In America, it's so easy to understand the difference. Anything which a judicial branch paskins, just take it and disregard and from halakhic purposes, and dina mokos edina, because I don't care. It's not l'tikum and dinosei, it's not l'anosei, it's something chukoseim, akoseim, we throw out. Anything that legislates... Either way, I don't really care what they do. They have no taker.
They're basing their rules on.
Sorry? They're basing their rules on what svara and fear and equitable.
What fits into the wall that was
chosen? No. They have the right to interpret laws, and you know, there are different machlekes judges, and one Supreme Court judge, it's not a court for now, who holds shtak that we cannot do anything, we have to only interpret, and the court taka moved to that more conservative approach. But by Yisrael, a judge, you go to a regular judge, the judge thinks what's fair and equitable. And I don't care what he thinks fair and equitable, because I know what's fair and equitable. Rabbi Nishom says that's fair and equitable. So that doesn't count. But whatever is enacted, which means basically, anything which is legislative by nature, that means they acknowledge that till then it wasn't so. But, and the judges will not paskin so, because it's not fair and equitable. But Mikan Velik, they would like the society to follow that, for whatever reasons that they might have, which I hope are good reasons, that is done l'tikin medinosai, that's an enactment, and by and large, such a thing will have a takeoff of dinan de malchus adina. Loit, the chazanishes, Rashbiz Rabbeinu Yoyna, it might still have to be that the Makbid. And Pashtists, like our Rashba, with Nelzeichin, Ramah for such a thing, no, even if the Melech does care, it doesn't make a difference. If it's a Tikkun Medinasi, it counts. If it's not Tikkun Medinasi, it doesn't count. I want to finish with a story, Rabbi, so I'll let you go. It's always good to have a story. And that is, Maisa Shoya Kachoya, a person brokered, Reuven brokered a house for Shimon. Reuven is a friend of Shimon. He's not a licensed broker. And they went to a Din Torah, and Shimon said in the Din Torah, I would love to pay you, Reuven, my best friend, I would love to pay you. But what should I do? There's a law in New Jersey, happens to be a law in New Jersey, that you're not allowed to pay commission to somebody who's not a licensed broker. So I can't pay you. So Bezin Paskin, that's very nice, but you got to pay him anyway. So what did he do? He would love to follow Bezin too, but he can't, it's not fair. So he went and he contested it in court. He tried to vacate the arbitration award based on the thing which is called, it's going against public policy. They enacted to protect the innocent buyers and sellers from being taken advantage of, these flighty individuals who will act as brokers without being professional. You have to have only a licensed professional broker, went to a course for whatever it was for a few hours. That gives them professionalism and ethics and morals, and they know what to do, and therefore only they are entitled to collect brokerage fees. So Mamela, he went on the basis, one of the things, by the way, in court, basically virtually every single psak din is confirmed because of arbitration rule. There are a few exceptions. One is if you're going against public policy. So he argued it's going against public policy, and therefore this psak din should be vacated. The Yesh Chachma Bagoyim, the judge was a Kliga, I can't say a Yid, but he was Klig, and his issue was that Beis Din overstepped their boundaries and they went against public policy and they shouldn't have paskened what they paskened. However, for the sake of public policy, it is more public policy that when somebody executes an arbitration agreement to follow what an arbitration panel will rule, it will be a terrible public policy if you don't follow their ruling, and therefore their public policy takes precedence over the other public policy, and therefore you have to pay the broker. And so you can pass the judge. Baruch Hashem, now, B'chai Gavner, Rabbi Yisai, I'm not convinced that it's Dina de Malchus Dina, because, and I know it's a very slippery slope to go down this route, but I think we all understand that that public policy to pay a broker only if he's licensed is a joke. It was enacted by lobbyists of the real estate industry, and they had the backing, I believe, of the legal industry as well, because they wanted to control the industry, and therefore they limited, just like pharmacy has their lobbyists, that you need 3 years of schooling to measure three parts water, one part powder. That's all they do, by the way. Four parts water, one part powder, but that's it. My fifth grader could do, that's all they do, and sometimes they read illegible handwriting of the doctor, and nevertheless you need 3 years of schooling in pharmacy school. There are certain laws. Or another one, a real estate broker, because it was a fight between two lobbyist groups, between the lawyers and the real estate brokers, the real estate felt that if they can't make a contract themselves, then they're going to lose deals. And the lawyer said, no, it's only in our hands to make contracts. We don't want to lose our ability to make contracts. So if they came to a prior, the real estate broker could give the contract, but had to go through an attorney review. So both of them now, the halacha, that has to be an attorney review. These type of things were enacted, I don't believe, by the good sense of the of legislators. They were done because of lobbyists. It's a slippery slope, and I'm not offering a decision, an opinion, but it's very yitochen. I would argue that that might not go under the takonis hamedina, and therefore the chaygada might not be dina makuzedina. All right, Rabbi, so have a good zomah.
What about crossing? Like, what about crossing by, like, where you're not allowed to cross, jaywalking or something? Are you not allowed to do that?
Jaywalking is a whole different thing. Jaywalking is not a dover sheba moment. It's a whole separate kavura. You might need a dover sheba moment. If it's not a dover sheba moment, it might not be dina makuzedina. There are many Mariks, there are the Rashbas, the Mariks, there are other Chuvas on it, there's Marasasan, there's a whole sugya on that. No, not Sunday.
All right.
How do you know that the Rashba doesn't mean the same thing as a Binyan? The reason why the Rashba is saying it has to be either Lteil Samelach or Lteil Samadinis is because that's what the Malach Menastam is makbir on.
Because the Rashba in two Chuvas, one in Chela Gimel, one in Yechasel Chav Beis, both says that there is Takonis, that there is Dina Makos Adina, even by case of Tos, even because it's Minastam, not like the Chazanish. Because Chazanish held that the Rashba would be Moedir Rabbeinu Yoina, that when the Melech is not Makbet. Because Chagamni doesn't mention the word that the Melech is Makbet, Pashas, it's Ben Yisrael or Yisrael. I mean, if you want to broaden Rabbeinu Yoina, if you would like to broaden Rabbeinu Yoina, like my interpretation, like the Daki Moshe's, like my pshat in the Daki Moshe's pshat in Rabbeinu Yoina, yeah, then it should come out that maybe you could say that the Rashba also held like that, even though at the Matanish that's Svar HaBakla. Okay. But you're talking about a different Rabbi. Would you say you have Rabbeinu Yoina says by
the there's a Gemara. You have to say pshat in this Gemara. The Gemara says, "Man, the islay igrisa lechalav." For example, like today, you're only a bialim on a karak if you have a title.
That's not true, but it's fine. Okay, yeah. You're only liable for the karak if you have a title, but you're bialim without a title. What's going to be with mincha?
Even if dinayim.
Even if you don't
right now.
Forget the name.
A second.
The Gemara says. Right?
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.